burning ring.
Burns, burn, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
This is WABF. It's time now for the Conservative Watchdog Weekly News Review with Dr. Lou Campomenosi of the Common Sense Campaign, an adjunct professor of political science at Spring Hill College. This program is paid for by Spriggs Enterprises, which includes the Shell gas stations in Daphne on 98 and in Malbus on 181 with a state-of-the-art car wash. And good morning, Dr. Lou.
Well, good morning to you, Lori. We have a little bit of a problemo here, but we will overcome the roof banging and other things like that.
Yeah, if we have to end this program abruptly, you'll know why.
Yes, right.
But for now,
in other words,
show
folks,
must
we
go
don't
on.
Want the roof to fall in on us.
That's
here.
Right, that's right.
Okay, so last week we had July 4th, and I'll be honest with you, I am still excited about that show. I thought it really did what I had hoped it would do. The follow-on here is to really kind of take us into some of the things that we talked about last week, okay? Here again, you know, we believe that this country is on the wrong track. Turns out that close to 90% of the American people feel the same way. Okay, that's a good sign. But when we say we're on the wrong track, that has a contemporary, you know, feel to it. This is inflation and all the rest of that stuff going on. On the other hand, there is a, I think, broader sense of disaffection, particularly with the electoral system. And therein lies what I wanted to talk about today. And I'm only going to get into it partially because next week I've talked to Secretary of State John Merrill, and he's going to join the program, and we will cover some of these things in depth with him, which I think will be an interesting discussion. But my point here is that election integrity is a major issue, all right? And one of the things that I wanted to talk about today was the movie 2000 Mules, which Common Sense showed on Saturday. We had 28 people show up at Mama Lou's restaurant in Robertsdale Saturday morning. And the movie gives you definitive proof that something bad happened, okay? Now, that something bad in our view was that the election was stolen. I continue to use that term, but the liberal intelligentsia has, you know, started to call that the big lie, okay? So I want to explore that a little bit today and see what we can come up with in terms of, you know, showing how the big lie narrative is itself a big lie. That's the truth. I want to talk a little bit, too, about the border. What's going on there? Governor Abbott is doubling down on his efforts to control what's happening, even though, you know, it's not the state's responsibility to handle the border. But guess what? If Mayorkas and Biden don't want to stop the flow, then the states on the border will do it. And that's, I want to just talk a little about how they're doing that. I also think that it's important for us to kind of frame the November election, not only in terms of election integrity, but these issues that seem to be propelling us to a Republican win, and what that entails, and how strong will the Republicans resist what's going on. And we'll see how that goes. Lastly, I want to cover some new information on the I-10 bridge project. I think I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago that there was an MPO meeting that many of us went to. I think that subsequently there was a work session last week at the MPO that I missed, but they will have another regular meeting, I think, on the 27th, which will be a Wednesday, at 10 o'clock in Fairhope. So I think it's important for us to kind of come to grips with some of the issues facing the I-10 bridge and what we as individual citizens need to be thinking about in terms of trying to push this project to fruition, but without a toll. And I think there's a way to get there, and we'll talk about that. All right, so let's talk about 2,000 Mules. I know it's been out for a while, but I mean, it didn't stay in the theaters too long, and so many of us did not get to see it. As it turned out, we were able to find a copy of it that Stephanie Dernan had, who is one of our members as well as the co-director of Health Freedom Alabama. So Stephanie lent us the disc, and as I said, we had 28 people there, and we watched the movie, then we spent some time discussing it, and we were really appreciative of all the, you know, the folks who came, especially appreciative to Cody Phillips, who was our interim president of Common Sense Campaign, for helping us get the thing set up, and then Megan Charles, who was another new member, who really helped help me because she's got the technical skills to pull this off. So as it turned out, the movie was extremely compelling. All right.
I have not watched it yet. Tell us some details.
I'll get it for you. We'll have a private showing. We'll do something like that.
I believe it's on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, I think, I'm not sure if it's still there on YouTube, but be that as it may, here's what the movie basically tried to look at, okay? Most of us, and I said this at the end of the movie, most of us were predisposed to believe the worst, okay? Because we saw all sorts of problems during the 2020 election, okay? And I've talked about them before, but let's just to kind of recount a few. Pennsylvania, they went ahead and changed Pennsylvania's laws about elections without going through the legislature. In Arizona, you saw all of the kinds of problems with dead people voting, with people who had left the state voting, okay? And in those cases where it's a close election, that made a difference. You saw Georgia with Stacey Abrams and her consent decree, which forced the Georgia to just allow mail-in ballots, and it stipulated that there was not going to be any cross-checking of the registration rolls with these ballots. Now, you know, here again, put this into the context of the Carter Baker study from 2005 about elections. I've mentioned this before, and Mo Brooks was adamant that we should all take a look at that document, because one of the central points, and again, the Carter Baker thing came out of the 2000 election, okay, where you had all the problems in Florida, the hanging chads, blah, 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 okay. But one of the key findings of Carter Baker was that mail-in ballots were asking for voter fraud, okay, a major problem. Now, we understand that there are mail-in ballots, and then there are mail-ins that can actually be, you know, validated. And again, the Alabama absentee system is not a mail-in system. The Alabama absentee system, yes, you can mail it in or you can bring it in, but the fact of the matter is, it is extremely difficult to go through the process and get two witnesses to validate it. You have to put your identification, a copy of your ID in there. So some people say that's an onerous process. Guess what? It is a secure process. It makes people work to get it in correctly, okay? Mail-in ballots, again, on the Georgia model. You put your ballot in the mail, off it goes. And there's no way that anyone could tell whether or not this is going to be a valid ballot because the consent decree demanded that there was no cross-checking with the registration rolls. Now, I don't know about you, But when you just look at the totality of the battleground states that had major problems. And let me just add this one last thing. The Wisconsin Supreme Court said that Wisconsin, their drop boxes that they used were illegal. Okay? Now, once again, go back to 2020. You watched what happened. You saw Trump way ahead. Then all of a sudden, the counting stops in three key states. And the next thing you know, the next morning, Biden wins. And Biden wins with numbers that are just absolutely ridiculous. But be that as it may on the numbers, okay, that's not the issue. The issue is, how did the kinds of problems that we're talking about impact the election, all right? And so what Dinesh D'Souza did was put together a relationship with Catherine Engelbrecht from the True the Vote group, okay? Many of you may have remembered this, and I said this Saturday when we were doing the show, that we had people who were involved with True the Vote back in 2010 when it first started, okay? And one of the things we tried to do here was to find out why the voter rolls in Baldwin County had not been purged of people who had passed away. I mean, you think that's kind of a step one no-brainer, but it hadn't been done. And so, again, the context of 2020 is that you have these kinds of issues that led to major problems.
Did the movie show proof of this?
Oh, yes. Okay. Good question,
Lori. Tell us more about the
movie. I'm getting there.
Okay.
Lori's anxious for me to get on with this. I want to give you some background. Good Lord. I'm a teacher. Okay. All right. So here then we have the essential argument in the movie is that this. All the things that I've been talking to you about, all these problems, are not necessarily proof positive. Although I still scratch my head when they say that, because any reasonable person can see what happened with this. But their argument is, look at how the liberal left has declared all of this a big lie. The steal is a big lie. Okay, so their argument is, we have to find definitive proof. And they do. And so you're asking, Lori does, how do they do that? Okay? Well, what they ended up doing was getting data that linked individuals to Dropbox location, NGO, nonprofit locations, and what you end up getting here is a geo-tracking system where, using cell phones, you know, individual cell phones, you can track where these people were in relation to where they picked up the ballots from the nonprofits and where they were in proximity to these drop boxes. Okay? Now, you're saying, well, that's interesting, but how can you be sure that they really were there? Well, lo and behold, in many of the states that were required to have official filming going on to secure these drop boxes, because in some places they have them located in proximity to an office or, you know, a courthouse or something like that, or inside, okay? But in other places, they're just outside. And so what they did is they had security cameras. So lo and behold, what the mule people did was to link individuals who you could see on film driving up and putting ballots in the box, okay? And then what they did was they set up a certain criteria. They wanted to be sure that they're not just trying to push this forward too fast. And so the criteria was a high bar. Individuals had to be bringing, you know, more than one ballot, okay? There had to be, you could visibly see more, I think what they ended up with five ballots. And that they had to go to at least 10 locations, okay? So you do the math here, and what ends up happening is that in key states, they basically showed that when you multiplied the number of mules by the number of drop boxes and the number of ballots they're dropping in, you started to see that in the end, Trump really did win in three battleground states where the mules delivered the ballots to support Biden. You subtract those ballots and Trump wins. Okay? Now, here again, we get back to questions of election integrity. You know, has any of this changed? And the short answer is some of it has. Okay? Arizona had put through certain laws that they wanted to make sure that that they could purge their rolls. The U.S. Supreme Court approved of that. The liberals are screaming that this is just another voter suppression thing. Now, here's one thing in Georgia which is troubling. You remember the big hoorah about Georgia's rules and how they lost the last summer's baseball game, the All-Star game? I mean, Georgia was hammered for all of that. Georgia, in the end, takes away the security cameras from the drop boxes. And Lori's eyes are raising, quite rightly.
Yes.
Yes, all right. And, I mean, my question is, what the hell are they doing? I mean, this was supposed to be a racist reform that they did, and now all they've done is just make it possible for the drop boxes to be unsecured. I mean, look, the fact is that without those security cameras, there's no way that the 2000 Mule movie could have demonstrably shown that, yes, the geo-tracking showed these people at that place, and guess what? The film showed it too. You know, kind of definitive, all right? Especially when you see them putting, you know, ballots in the drop box. So, I don't know.
The boxes were in place for these so-called mules to pick up and deliver to the courthouse for counting.
Well, the drop boxes are supposed to be an improvement in the system so that those who can't vote in person, or sick one day, or whatever the case may be, the drop box is supposed to make it, quote, easier for voter participation.
Okay.
And while it may make it easier in theory, it also sets up the kind of corruption that we have just seen. And therein lies the challenge. Because again, what does the Brennan Center out of New York University say? This is all part and parcel of a right-wing conspiracy to suppress voting, especially for people of color. We're back to race all over again. Okay, it's all about that. So my points here today are essentially that, you know, the election integrity remains a key issue, and I want to tease this out with Secretary Merrill, who I've had on the air before, and we've had him down to Common Sense campaign meetings. And I know that there are folks out there who are very skeptical of John Merrill's role in all this. Okay. I remain convinced that he has tried his best to work within the law to make sure that our elections are at least close to the gold standard that the reputation has been given to them. All right. I also recognize that there are issues that are out there that need to continue to be reconciled. Having said that, it makes no sense for us not to try to work with him to tease out what the problems have been discussed by people who are working with the pillow guy, Mike Lindell. So you've got two lawsuits going on right now, one by Lindy Blanchard and one by Mike Lindell. And those lawsuits are working their way through the courts. We'll see how all those things work out. But the fact of the matter is the Alabama legislature did pass a couple of, you know, laws to enhance voter election integrity. And I think that it's important for us to continue to look at that. And so that's what I wanted to try to do this morning. And I think that you know, as far as this goes, this is something that we cannot just turn our back on. Because guess what, folks? You know, November is coming. Let me just segue into my one of the things I wanted to talk about. It's just might as well do it now, then I'll talk about the border if I have any time. Here you have election integrity as a major issue, okay? You know as well as I do that the Democrats are in deep doo-doo, okay? Why? Well, take your choice. Inflation, super high gas prices, whatever else is on your agenda for this. The fact of the matter is, the border, obviously, Afghanistan. I mean, everyone has their laundry list of why the Democrats are going to have an ass-kicking in November, okay, in theory. So assuming that things don't change, and I did say this at our meeting on Saturday, Lenin was right, because during the whole time that Lenin was trying to take power in Moscow, he kept saying that the worse things are, the better for us, meaning the Communist Party. Okay, and he's absolutely right about that. And so I made the point on Saturday, I don't want gas prices to go down. Far from it. Laurie's looking askance at that. Why? Because anything that goes in the direction of helping the Democrats, okay, inflation's not going to dip. The gas prices have already come down about 10 cents or so, but that is subject to change. We'll see how that goes. But food prices, inflation in general, blah, 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 it ain't going to get any better, okay? I hope. Because I don't want to give the Democrats the least bit of hope that they can pull this off legitimately in November.
You want everyone to stay mad and upset.
You got it. You bet your boompy, okay? So here we are. But you know as well as I do, and it's really funny, in 2000 Mules, Joe Biden is caught saying that the Democratic Party has the best fraud. How did he phrase it? It's got the best way to have fraud in the election system, okay? Now, he says this. I don't know the context of what he was saying, but he hit the nail on the head when he said that, because it's absolutely true. And it's really interesting that in the summer of 2000, there were many Republican senators like Lindsey Graham and others who were warning that the Democrats were planning to steal the election by doing exactly what we saw happen with these write-in ballots, using the pandemic as an excuse. Oh, you can't go to the polls because you're going to get COVID, blah, blah, blah. And the only way to enhance, to make sure that your voting rights are not taken away, is you get to mail in your ballot, which, as I said before, is exactly what the Carter-Baker study showed was a prescription for fraud, which is what happened. Okay, so we have this situation now where the Dems are looking at a tsunami sweeping them into the sea. Can't happen fast enough, in my view, but nevertheless, so what are they going to do? Do you think for a second that they are not going to do exactly what they did to Trump and figure out a way to make sure that whatever the Republicans think is going to happen ain't going to happen? All right? That's why all of this election integrity business has to be front and center. And so it's interesting that this past weekend in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the Secretaries of State of the United States met for a conference. And that's one of the things that I want to talk to Secretary of State John Merrill next week. You know, what came out of that? What can we expect? Of course, my expectations are very low, because I think so many of these people were so complicit in the whole, you know, steal that they can't come clean at this point, because if they do, their tracks will come right back to them for 2020. But be that as it may, that's another issue. All I want to know is, are these people serious about what's going on? As I've already suggested, some of these states have taken steps to correct what happened. But you know what? You know, the Wisconsin Supreme Court can say all it wants about these drop boxes being not legal. Does that necessarily translate into fixing the problem before November? I don't know. And I think that that's an issue that we need to find out about and start making as much progress as we can throughout the conservative movement in this country. Now, I happen to be a member of a group that has Zoom meetings once a week. It's a national group. And I believe that after I speak to John Merrill next Monday, our Thursday meeting, subsequent meeting on Thursday, I'm going to bring this up to folks, because we have people in Wisconsin and all the other battleground states. And I think that, you know, at this juncture, this is the time where we really need to be paying attention to this before it's on top of us. There's still time for us to fix the system. But let me give you an example of just how hard this is. One of our members told us Saturday after the movie was over that her father, who had passed away in Illinois maybe 4 years ago, voted in 2018, voted in 2020, despite the fact that they tried to correct that record as soon as he passed away. His name was not taken off the rolls. Now,
did they actually find ballots
yes,
with his name?
Yeah, no, they found it registered wow. who voted, yes. So, I mean, if you have that kind of corruption in places like Illinois, which everybody knows about, I got that, okay? But if that's going to be the name of the game, then the Republican red states better have their Sierra together to make sure that we're doing it right, we're doing it on the up and up, and we should prevail. I say should, but there ain't no guarantee with this. No guarantee at all. And I think that's, you know, just go back to this Georgia election. You've got the same people running it, Raffensperger, who I would argue had to have some input into the Georgia legislature about the security of the drop boxes. You know? So why in the world would he not fight that? And of course, the short answer for me is that he didn't fight the consent decree that Stacey Abrams put out. He supported getting Dominion voting machines, which when Texas said no to that in 2019, and why did Texas say no to Dominion? Because, you guessed it, they had security problems to begin with. They could be penetrated. And so you're scratching your head, why did they go along with this? That's the $64,000 question, which I can only partially answer. Raffensperger had connections to the Dominion people through his, you know, family connections. So, did he sell out? You bet your boompie he did. Did Joe Biden sell out? So all this stuff is coming out where Joe Biden swore and was on the record so many times that he never talked to his son Hunter about his business dealings, and oops, comes out a tape where he's got, hey, it's Pop, you know, it's Dad, blah, blah, blah. And he basically lays it out there that this New York Times article is going to be okay for you. Everything's fine. Doesn't look like we're in trouble. All I'm saying to you folks out there, election integrity is the central issue right now. And I know that Tea Parties and conservative groups in Alabama are working hard to ensure that. And I think that all of us need to stay on top of it. And the ability to stay on top of it is in part, you know, following what's going on and getting involved, okay? And I think that at this particular point, that's what we have to do, is stay on top of this, not just in Alabama, but in these other states. And we are going to do that as best we can. So, you know, I've already gone over my time at this point here. So we I'll shut it down, but I do think that next week we'll talk more about this with Secretary of State Merrill. All things, you know, unless something really, you know, crazy goes on, we'll have that show, and then we'll get to, I think, try to invite the new Secretary of State, Wes Allen, and see his, get his thoughts on this before November.
Very good.
Okay. All right, Miss Laurie, good luck getting the station back running.
Thank
and hopefully
you.
The roof will get fixed and the ceiling will not fall on you.
Thank you.
Okay, you all take care. God bless. Bye.
You've been listening to the Conservative Watchdog Weekly News Review with Dr. Lou Campomenosi. This program is brought to you by Spriggs Enterprises, featuring the Shell gas stations on Highway 98 in Daphne and in Malbus on 181 with a state-of-the-art car wash. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at the same time for the Conservative Watchdog Weekly News Review. You can also hear it online at WABF1480.com. We are now resuming our regular programming. Can't buy me love.